Blog Talk Radio. Hi everyone, this is Ari Koppel with Shattering the Matrix. Today, my very, very special friend and co-host, Serena. And it's been a while that Serena and I have had a radio conversation slash show. And today is very special. We wanted to talk to everyone about just different things that we are observing in the outside world and things that would probably help us connect a lot of the dots further. And so without further ado, Serena, welcome to Shattering the Matrix again. I'm glad that you're with us again. So we've been missing you.
Hi, Ari, and hello to everyone else. We really are working very hard on every level, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, to try and figure out how we can help the masses. And through many, many hours of conversation, we still feel we come to the same conclusion, even though we may do things in our own unique ways. We come to the conclusion that there's still a lot of information that has to be put to the front, to the forefront, that the majority of humanity needs to be aware of. Because we're all about shattering the matrix, and this shattering the matrix means first and foremost being aware of the fact that there is one. And it is very hard for people to realize this, but it has to be done if we're going to unite. Anyway, I'm jumping ahead, and I don't want to do that. So
no, that's cool. No. So because you said a couple of things there that and again, folks, we're just having a conversation. you know, we have been speaking behind the scenes, and, you know, that's always cool, but every time we do that, we go, oh my God, this should have been a show.
Yeah.
And it's a little too late at that point because we're not really recording it or anything. But we had a very enlightening conversation this morning, and we thought that we would continue with it, hopefully pick up where we left off, and hopefully shed some of that, the light that was exposed there. So some of the things that you just mentioned, Serena, were, for example, you said something about the masses, you know, allowing the masses to know about the Matrix, shattering the Matrix and stuff like that. Is our goal, you and I, we have goals, obviously, so is the goal to shatter the Matrix for the masses so much, or is it more for those that represent the life forces here in embodiment to come to an understanding of what we're facing so that we can be more effective? What do you think?
We must all come to an understanding together, united, so that we can be effective, right?
Right.
Because we were talking about the love, that there's a dichotomy that is happening between the people who feel that love is the singular vibration that is the most powerful and will eliminate these dark things that are happening on the planet. Well, we, at this point in human history, anyone looking out at the world can see that it's not working, right?
Right.
We can't say for certain that, you know, things that are not happening haven't happened because there was love. I mean, that is also very possible, and I believe that it happens. You know, that some people direct their love to certain events or things that are supposed to be triggered and don't happen because people are collectively working on them.
Sure.
For example, CERN. Like, CERN just now did not happen again.
Right.
Why? It had a malfunction.
Right.
Why? Because people were aware of what was happening with CERN, and they collectively got together, and there's a malfunction. So the point in us being collectively aware of these things taking place is the fact that we are collective and united, and that we are aware of them. Because if we have no clue what's going on, then we don't have something to apply our effective light or love to dismantle it.
Exactly.
And my thing is that I see that there are not enough people aware of these things because they're so difficult and horrible to digest that these things are actually taking place, or that there are so many psychopaths out there who are doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we must be aware of these things, as ugly as they are. It's hard. I mean, God, my God, no. I'm one of the worst people to see and hear these things. I mean, I get all discombobulated. I get all messed up. But I know that being by myself in a loving space, I've done this. I spent the past year in which we were silent and not doing radio shows or doing anything, and I was not online. I wasn't writing. I wasn't doing anything. I was just doing my little thing in my world. Gardening, which is my passion and my thing, is to garden and to grow my own food, because I want to be responsible for what I take from the earth, what the earth gives me, what I take in my body, and I want to be in control of that, because what the poisons that they're putting out there on all of our foods, I'm allergic to them, okay? And I want to garden, so this is my thing, so I garden. So I spent the past year just doing this, and it's lovely. But I'm doing it by myself.
Right.
And other people, there's like this whole mass of the world, and they are not doing this collectively as well. I mean, gardening is personally, I feel, one of the most important things that we can do is to have every single one of us our own plot of garden to grow our own foods and orchards and things like that. Now, we all can't do that, but we all have a little space where we could grow something. But this is just one of the small things that we can do. But what happened in this past year is I was okay. I became peaceful. My little world calmed down, and I was able to, you know, live with myself and have my little sanctuary and be at peace. But the I'm alone in this. The greater population is not working towards this goal because they don't understand that they should. And we need to understand that these things, that are these horrible things that are taking place, that are done by the cabal, what they call the cabal, the Illuminazis, and all of these factions, which the 1%, right, that hold all the resources and finances of the world, and then 90% of us are serfs who are working for them.
Yep.
To keep them in that position, and we're not in a position to take advantage of full liberties and all of the resources on the earth to be shared together collectively, and they're doing this on purpose. And it's not just the human Illuminatis or Latin Illuminastis or Nazis, as I call them, the cabal. There's also, you know, invisible forces. There's also dark forces. The jinn and the dark spirits, and then the militarized faction, which who knows what devices and things that they have going on. But we can see that we're being attacked. Humanity is being attacked, has always been attacked, and kept under control as a serf population to serve this minority. And the things that they are doing is coming out. People are starting to watch them, write about them, expose them, show what they're doing, and we can see this. So we need to look at these things and see these things so that we can take the love that we have inside, apply it to these things, collectively, not in our own singular little world alone, but we need to be collectively aware of these things. And really, this I'm hearing myself, and I know that this sounds lame. It sounds lame. It sounds lame even to me. But this is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but I don't think it sounds lame at all. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
No, I mean seriously, you see the what I observe, you know, and maybe you have as well. Maybe some of the listeners are observing this as well, is that, you know, we as the collective light community have embraced a lot of great concepts, you know, that have come from the New Age movement and other, you know, philosophies and whatnot that have been overgeneralized. And and we've taken them in as truisms, embraced them as truisms, and then we're applying them only for our own edification. And so then we become self-absorbed in those philosophies and in trying to get a certain level of spiritual attainment, but we stop at that. We don't use that to reinforce ourselves, to allow us to connect to our power and authority, as you and I have always discussed, you know, being able to reclaim that. We stop there, and therefore we are not effective in being, you know, being instrumental in bringing positive change to the world so that others can also express in that manner, so that others can also be in joy and bliss and peace and all that. And that is where, you know, I draw the line, you know, that a lot of people are under the impression that in order to be of love and light, you cannot be engaged in observing what is happening in the world, that one contradicts the other. It's like you were saying in the conversation behind the scenes there, we're in a dichotomy. You know what I'm saying? That you can't, you cannot love and embrace, to have that love vibration at the, and at the same time be cognizant and aware of what is of the negative, of the things that are incorrect or miscreations that are occurring currently in our planet. That if we do that, then we can't hold the love vibration. We can't be of love and light or service or whatever. And that is totally untrue. In my opinion, in my knowing, I shouldn't say opinion because it is a knowing, is that, you know, you in order to love, you've got to embrace it all, because you can't be really in service of actually being in of a loving demeanor if you're then disregarding all those things that are not correct with the creation or allowing others to experience that love as well. What is your opinion of that? Because I know that we had a lengthy conversation about that. Do you want to explore that?
Okay, well, let me say it another way. I hope it can come out as clear as it did before.
Yeah, right.
But there are so many horrors taking place on this planet. I mean, horrible fucking things that people can't, they look at them and they say, I can't believe this. I can't believe this is taking place. It's not possible. I can't deal with it. So they become emotionally and psychologically shut down. So they go off into, I did this. This is what I'm saying I did for a year. Right. I went off, I was so overwhelmed. I went off into my own space. I couldn't handle it anymore. I spent a year just dealing and living and expressing my personal love and being my own light by myself in my own space. I couldn't handle it. Being aware of all the horrors that are being done to us, to all of humanity, is so horrible that it creates this cognitive dissonance within our brains. Our psychology mm-hmm. is ruined.
Yep.
Because you want to be of love and light, and yet you're seeing all of these things taking place. And it creates a sickness inside of you, and all of a sudden you're not feeling love and light, right? You're sick. You're psychologically, you know, ruined.
You're paralyzed.
And you emotionally distraught.
Yeah.
Everybody is traumatized to one degree or another. I don't care what anyone says. Everybody is experiencing trauma of one kind or another. And this is deliberate. It is deliberate because they are creating these things repeatedly throughout human history, mm-hmm. through wars, through poisoning people, through violence, through their horrible torture mechanisms, through chemtrails, through the raping of women and pedophilia, and let's not even get into the satanic crap that is being done. When you see that these things are being done and all of this is taking place while we're trying to live in love and light, it does not create a harmonious a space for all of us to live in peace, because this is taking place and everybody is separated out all into their own little world, trying to cope, trying to deal, trying to live with the dramas and the, you know, upheavals that are taking place in their own personal lives, and they can't handle what's happening out in the world. And so there's this cognitive dissonance and this psychological abuse from these other, you know, psychopaths that are doing this to humanity, and it doesn't allow us to be a united force that can take this down. So what we're saying, what I'm saying, is that we can each live in our own little space, trying to cope, trying to deal, having our little, you know, love shack at home, right? But this is not going to shatter the matrix, and what we're about is no small feat.
Yeah.
We, you know, you have the site called Shattering the Matrix, and this is the point. The point is to shatter the matrix, because people are shackled, okay? People are shackled by limitations of finances, limitations of what they can or cannot do. Really, all of it is down to money. Everybody that is born on this planet has a right to a home. They should not have to pay for that fucking home on a planet they were born on. This is extortion. People have been made serfs. There's this 1% who hold billions and trillions of dollars on the world. They enjoy all the resources and all the wonderful things of the resources that this planet holds, the luxuries and everything, and the homes and the freedom and the liberation to come and go as they please without worry about finances. And 99% are deliberately kept as serfs, yes. S-E-R-F-S, serfs, who are working, and they are taxed. And then the wages are made into this minuscule amount that barely keeps you alive, you know, barely keeps you paying for your home or your mortgage, your food, and your whatever you need for daily survival. And there's this 99%, and this 99% is living in their little, you know, their little cages that they've been allotted, and they seem to be content, because these forces understand if you keep these people subdued, psychologically, you know, repressed by horrors and regular wars, regular talk of wars, every once in a while they send out a terrorist that terrorizes everybody. This is all over the media, and people are psychologically assaulted and abused and traumatized by this, and they go back into their little world trying to cope and deal with this emotionally because they can't handle what's happening out there. And this is done deliberately because it keeps everybody small, separated, emotionally traumatized, and you can't cope with what's happening. So people cannot unite. They cannot unite. And what I'm saying is that to shatter the matrix, which means all of those controlling factions, be they human, alien, spiritual, ET, of principles and principalities, whatever they are, you name it, all of these forces, we have to unite collectively in some kind of a spiritual revolution where we all demand that these things stop. We don't just demand, but we go out and we take action. Yep. We can't keep hiding anymore because human history is rife with sickness and death and horror. And there's no person on this planet right now who has not experienced some kind of horror taking place in the world. You are not untouched from it. Everybody is living with some kind of post-traumatic stress syndrome. Okay, and almost to a place of being in a Stockholm, a global Stockholm syndrome, where we're grateful that these elitists and these cabals and Illuminatis have allotted us a place where we can live and we can pay our mortgage a little bit, and they're grateful for that. But this is not shattering the matrix. This is just being subdued and remaining in a serfdom mentality. Where you're just happy to have your little allotment, and the 1% have complete reign over all the planet because they have simply taken over and militarized everything. Yeah. And the people are okay with this because they're psychologically traumatized and they can't handle this. And so people are, you know, there's this group talking about love and light. Just be love. It's the most powerful force. Well, it's the most powerful force when we are collectively together in that force and addressing all of these things to remove those who have shackled us in every way, shape, and form. This is when we're shattering the matrix, and when these controllers and elitists are gone and no longer controlling humanity, and humanity itself is free to enjoy all of the resources on the planet without monetarized system, without terrorists, without rapists, without murders, without everything being militarized, then humanity can be free. But humanity has to break free of those who shackle them, who have created this matrix that imprisoned them psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way, shape, and form. But humanity has to unite in this. They have to see everything that is being done. They have to develop their righteous anger, their human protective mechanisms of self-protection, and collectively come out and help themselves and everyone else together, united as a force. 99% of us need to unite and collectively come out with that fierce and protective and hard love that says no more of this shit. Enough. We need to be liberated.
Wow. Amen. Yeah, that came out a heck of a lot better than the first time. That was outrageous, man. That is like, wow. That is the clarion call right there.
And people are traumatized, Harry. People are traumatized. Mm-hmm. Everyone is experiencing cognitive dissonance in a way that is just damaging to the human. We're completely subdued by being in a survival paradigm.
Yeah.
And emotionally, I understand them. Emotionally, they can't handle all of these things. I get that. I'm the same way. But I also know that living my own little life means I have lived my own little life and I had a little bit of peace and I'm going to die. And nothing in the world has changed. And I'm not here just to live my little life. I have bigger dreams and bigger visions. I am a bigger spirit. And I want to live on a planet that is full of free, liberated, joyful, peaceful, loving, beautiful people.
Yep.
And to do this, we have to shatter the fucking matrix together. Where whether we're hurting, broken, psychologically confused and messed up, emotionally in pain, we have to get past that. And we have to do this in a united way. We have to be collected. We have to see what they're doing, every single thing that they're doing. And this is the human ones, the invisible ones, all of it. And it is painful. It is, oh my God, it is painful. But we have to do this if we are going to shatter the matrix that imprisons humanity.
Yeah, we all have to do that. And I'm calling forth those that are of the light community, because we of all people are in the know. We of all people are empowered. We at least intrinsically have that empowerment. We're wired that way. And we do need to be a little bit more responsible of how we use our spirituality, specifically not just to, you know, use it on ourselves and that's it. That's the end all, because we're trying to acquire the ticket out of here. That is not the point.
To use our love, right, in a collective way, right? Because we're not here just for ourselves. Some people are not here just to live for themselves. Some people have this deep, intrinsic, and visceral, primal urge to help humanity. Not just ourselves, but to help humanity, because we see what's going on. Some of us have seen this since the time we were born. Mm-hmm. For some of us, it's taking many, many years to see all of the horrible things that have been taking place. The control mechanisms, the controlling elites, the forces that are behind everything, the underbelly of the beast. And some people have to do this in increments, in small steps. And it, you know, maybe they'll read something and they'll go and take a little bit of time to go research it and look further into it, and then they find out it's true, and oh my God, they can't handle it, you know, and so they go and they hide again. And then there's people like us who are looking at all of these things, and we're trying to say to people, look at this, and look at this other thing, and look at what they're doing over here, and look at this thing, and look at this bill, and look at CERN, and look at the terrorists, and look at how they're creating them, and look at false flags. And look at chemtrails, right? And so we look like the fucking demons. We look like the demons, because we're exposing all of this horrible stuff, but we're not exposing it because we're horrible. We're not exposing this because we're focused on just bringing the dark to your face. We're focused on this because we want you to be aware of these things that are controlling you, the underbelly that prevents you from being your absolute true full potential as a true living full divine human being. We want you to look at this and see this so that you can understand these forces have been there. They have always been there. That's why this world is still the way it is. There's still wars and still this creation, because people have not united the 99% together enough to say, we are collectively together, we know what you're doing, and we're not taking it anymore. And it takes hard love to expose all of these things constantly. Mm-hmm. We look like the bad guy, like the demons or the dark forces who's trying to ruin somebody's peaceful day. No. And, you know, and I know this, and I've been accused of this. You have been accused of being, you know, demonic or dark forces trying, you know, look at all of this stuff. No, that's not what we're doing. We're trying to wake up the people, because we're trying to get them to see everything, everybody on the same page. Look at this. Look at what they're doing to us, all of us. They've been doing this to us for thousands of years, and the only way the human condition is going to change is when humanity collectively together get together with all of this knowledge, and they take what love they have and they blast it and they do whatever they can with that love in their own unique ways.
Amen. Including getting their asses off the chair and doing something, because some of it sometimes takes physical action as well. It's not just visualizing it to go away, but sometimes it does actually take a course of action, and that may take.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does. Sometimes you have to get. I mean, I'm a person. I mean, I love my gardens and I love my flowers, But, you know, I have seen, you know, in the streets, you know, growing up, often I've seen a man standing around beating up on a woman. Mm-hmm. And I will stop whatever I'm doing, get out of the car, and I will get out, and I will say, stop that. I will stop that.
Yep.
You know? And, yeah, I'm risking myself, and a lot of these guys have tried to psych me out by pulling out a gun or whatever, making me think that they're a badass. But, no, I can't. No, it takes...
Because it's not...
But really, this is what it is to be a spiritual warrior.
And thank you.
Don't accept it.
Thank you. So let's talk about that for a little bit, because a lot of people in the spiritual community, again, here we go, have the impression that when you put the word or the term warrior after either light warrior or spiritual warrior, that is a negative thing. So can we just address that to clarify what a spiritual warrior is and what it takes to be one?
Oh, God, you really want me to go there?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think it's time that, you know, we start, you know, getting really serious about these conversations because the times we are in are very, very serious. So.
Okay.
Because we addressed
warrior,
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Let me get my words together.
Okay. As my dogs decide to enter the
conversation. Spiritual warrior. The term spiritual warrior has become as almost everything in the English language. The English language is corrupt, by the way, and it is very... insufficient to express everything that is possible to express. There's something strange about the English language. It's my only language, but even I know that there's something off with it. But it is easy for anyone to take anything and corrupt it just by putting a different spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use myself as an example again. I mean, I know how I live. I know what's in my heart. I know what I do. I know what I represent. I know I love my gardens and the earth, and I love composting. And I love wearing flowers in my hair. And then at the same time, I can go out there, and if someone is beating up on somebody else, I will stop. I will interfere with that. I have tried sitting and praying. When I was younger, I used to sit and pray for that person. And the beatings never stopped. Where I grew up, women were beat up all the time. I mean, and it's still happening. We know it's still happening. But it was very, how do you say?
Prominent.
Overt.
Prominent.
It was very overt.
Yeah.
It was very visible. They didn't try to hide it. I grew up in a bad neighborhood. And women were always being beat up. And I would pray to God, please help them. God, please help them. But I didn't see God helping them. God didn't help them. And they were being beat up. And you know what? This karma comes into my mind right now, and, you know, I've dismissed that by now, too. So, but what I've learned to do, because I was almost killed, okay, when I was growing up, I was almost killed, and every prayer that I uttered as I was running for my life did not help me, because those crazy people that were after me to kill me were after to kill me, and they were coming despite my prayers. So I had to learn... I had to stop. I had to remove the fear, and it happened in a radical way. I can't get... That's a whole other story.
Right.
But I had to remove that fear, and I had to turn around, and I had to learn how to fight. I had to learn how to fight. And something interesting happened when I learned how to fight. It's really interesting.
Okay.
Because the moment that this happened, and I decided I was going to take on every attacker that came to me, to my mother, to my sisters, to my friends, the moment I decided I was going to take them on, physically, personally, it never happened again.
Okay?
It never happened again. Now, here I am, all ready to fight, and I suddenly had knowledge of how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly knew how to do this all of a sudden. I don't know, you know, that is a mystical experience that happened. But it never happened again. In my presence, it never happened. Okay, and I was ready. I had to become a warrior. Now, does that mean I'm looking for war, that I live as a warrior? Because when we pick up the term warrior, we think of all these guys looking for war. They're always fighting. They're always looking for a cause, and they have weapons. No, A spiritual warrior is a protective mechanism of self-defense and an expression of love for the defenseless.
Yay, man. That's awesome. Exactly. Wow.
That's what a spiritual warrior is.
Can you just say it that one more time in whichever way it comes out?
I cannot. I was going to say, do not ask me to repeat that because I can't. But it's recorded, so it can be heard
again.
Play it back. Yeah, play it back.
Wow.
But a spiritual warrior is not a person who goes out there looking for war or feeling antagonism, anger, hate. No, none of that is present. But a spiritual warrior is there who will stand up and rise to offer protection out of the energy of love when it is necessary.
For the defenseless.
For the defenseless.
And the voiceless.
And the voiceless. And that would include us. We have to self-protect.
Exactly.
As well as protect others.
Yeah.
When we are united in this way, what force is going to mess with that? When 99% of us are in that space, what force is going to mess with that?
Exactly.
I want to know.
Yeah, and the problem is that when we don't know, we do get messed with, and we become divided, because I have never seen so much animosity and discord in such a small group of spiritual community like that we are. So much discord and animosity and defending, having to defend postures and having to, you know, live up to this and that and the other, and accusations back and forth in such a small community, because we're really not the majority in terms of, you know, the ones that are in the know, yet we are getting messed with, and we're being divided, and we're being conquered.
Exactly, divide and conquer, because there's these people who say that love and light means that you sit passively in meditation in a peaceful place all the time. You don't, you know, get a rise. You don't get a charge. You don't engage in the ugliness. You don't engage in the ugliness. And they feel that they're doing something about that. And what the human condition globally is showing us is that does not work.
Exactly.
That does not work. It takes being active. We have these physical bodies. We have to be active.
Exactly.
And some of us are, you know, a lot of people are sick and laying, you know, crippled and cancer and they can't do this. And it takes those around them who have love, who will stand up and protect them and defend them in the name of love and protect them from dark forces, from attack, from everything, right? I mean, that's not where I wanted to go. I mean, you said something and I had something else in mind and I forgot what it was. I'm sorry. I messed that up.
No, you didn't. That's good. No, I guess we were talking about the fact that I don't know where I was going either, but the fact that you were saying that, yes, we do need to take action, that is so, so important, because it just can't stay, you know, with us, so that the love and light and peace and all that is only for us. You know, I think that we have come here from probably many different realms and worlds and whatnot to be present. We at some point said, I am present, I will be there. And so we've come, and now we're willing, you know, or interested in going back to those realms, which is all great. But we're in physicality for a purpose. We need these bodies in this particular density for a purpose. And to use it only on us, on our own spiritual edification, on our, you know, trying to get us out of here, you know, so we're always into this escapism mentality where we're trying to leave this density because it's unpleasant in many, many ways. But we haven't
it's
really...
It's traumatizing.
It's extremely, extremely traumatizing. So,
but it doesn't change because the people don't unite to face all of these things that are putting them in the serfdom position.
Exactly. There's no unification because again, we're being specifically targeted by the dark forces.
And there are many different types of dark forces.
Exactly.
This is another thing. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, but I truly believe that it can be done. You know, if there is a true force of love, when that force unites with the 99% and faces all of these different factions of dark forces, then yes. Then yes, love is the answer. Then love is the power, okay? Then it is. But it's not this peaceful little thing that you have sitting in your own little cloud in your own little home, you know, just holding a peaceful vibe for yourself. I mean, they have shown, all right, I'm getting off on another tangent.
It's okay.
But it takes the unification of this collective power of love that is focused and directed collectively. The power of humanity is to be able to do this collectively. Singly, it's scattered. It's abstract.
Got no power.
It goes into different areas, and in this world, you know, these clever ones have done things. Mm-hmm. You know, they've inverted the energy so that a lot of meditations, collective meditations, while they may help one thing,
mm-hmm.
And another part of the planet, then the opposite reaction is actually created. But that's a whole other topic.
Right.
But to get back to the dark forces, we're dealing with human physical dark forces. We're dealing with forces that are called jinn, who have, according to all the writings that they have been spoken about them, have been here since before humanity and feel that they are the original owners of the planet and that humans are a unwanted guest, so to speak, right? And there are disincarnate spirits of all kinds. There are aliens. There are invisibles like greys. There are archons, the archontic forces of all different levels and abilities and powers, right? All of these things are taking place. All of these things are taking place, and they're all working. Not all. I shouldn't say all. I think some of them are beneficial, but most of them are working to keep humanity in this position of serfdom. Personally, I think that if these were working to release humanity, it would have been done thousands of years ago, because humanity has been in this serfdom position for since their existence. But I think humanity has a higher aspiration, personally. But we are dealing with all kinds of forces. We have physical forces to deal with. We need to deal with them. We need to have spiritual awareness of what's happening in the invisible realm, within disincarnate or invisible entities and beings. We need to be aware of these. So people are experiencing attacks of all kinds from every front you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all to keep, again, humanity. They're working collectively. See, this is the power of them working collectively. Whereas if humanity worked collectively, aware of all of these things that are working against them, which is absolutely, understandably, totally overwhelming, still we have to face it if we are going to be free from it collectively. But we're dealing with a lot, all different kinds of dark forces.
Yep. It is absolutely quite overwhelming what we're facing right now. You hit the nail on the head when you're saying that they're working collectively, they're working unified, they have a common goal. They don't bicker about their, spiritual, who's got the best, knowledge, who's the master, who's one blink away from an ascension. They're not into any of that, okay? Honestly, and the proof is in the pudding. You know, all you got to do is if you're half alive, and you can test that by taking a mirror and breathing into it. If it fogs up, you're alive. So if you're half alive, you can take a look around you, maybe not so much your neighborhood, but maybe even your neighborhood might be an indication that maybe everything is not exactly in divine order, right? So,
okay, Ari is being...
am I being Ari?
Very, very sardonic here, and she is being so understated. It's really meant to be humorous, just in case anybody's missing that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm restraining myself actually so that I could reach everyone where they're at. Because when I'm really myself, in my light warrior, spiritual warrior self, I am very much more outspoken and use a lot of colorful language, which a lot of people, of course, misconstrue as being unspiritual, which is not true. But that's another one. we have to address the issues one at a time, and which I think is going to be a very long radio show program.
We don't have to address all those issues one at a time. It's, you know what? I use colorful language myself, and I love it, and I really don't care.
Well, in reality, in the higher realms, they crack up at that. There is no all the negative implications that we put on everything, that's us here. It doesn't really exist in anywhere else. But anyway, what I was trying to say, I don't even remember what I was trying to say. Do you remember? I don't remember. I was saying that you know we're looking at the world basically for ourselves, that we are one hiccup away from an ascension, and again we're missing the mark, we're missing the target, and that is that everyone on this planet deserves that as well. And if they're not there, if they're suffering, if they're not living a life of dignity, if they're not living a life of respect, if they're not living a life of joy, then where is our compassion? Where is that spiritual attainment that we supposedly have? Are we here to edify ourselves so that we can go back to where we came? Or are we here to help others attain that as well?
And go back to where we came, and then come back and do it all over again.
And then do it all over again, more than likely, because we really didn't attain anything, we didn't learn anything. So therefore, we bounced right back into this realm again due to a matrix that was put in place to keep us going into that cycle, that recycling thing.
Yeah, but it's not for lessons. I am very convinced
that
it's not for lessons. I think we're being recycled just to keep humanity here as a food source for all of these other factions that keep that want humans as a food source.
Definitely.
Or energetic source. The serfdom, I'm calling them.
Yeah.
Us, I'm calling us. I'm in it too.
Yeah, we're all in it.
And so it's just, this is the cycle we want to break. We want to break, and this is no small feat, right?
It isn't.
We want to break the matrix that holds an entire planet in this serfdom position and condition of suffering and wars, etc., that are done by a very small minority. And we want to break the cycle of the next world that keeps people recycling back in the rinse and repeat cycle, mm-hmm. as Lisa Harrison likes to say.
Right, right.
Or basically the recycling archontic, devious and diabolical condition of recycling, when you have to come back and supposedly relearn lessons that you didn't get. And you do this for thousands and thousands of years. No, this is nonsense too. So that realm also, that cycle has to be broken too. Okay,
yep.
That this is what we're working towards. Okay, small things, small issues.
These small issues,
issues. We want, because we've had enough.
Yeah, yeah. We have to. But here's an important thing too: is that it's really not enough to become aware of the fact that we are all cattle in a farm, because we all wake up and, we're cattle, woe to me, we're cattle. No, but we got to do a little bit more than that. We got to trample out of there, we got to get the heck out of that.
There's a cute little word, trample.
Okay.
A trampling involves what, one or two cattle?
Right.
No.
No,
I
know what you're saying. The whole, it's like a herd. It's a mass. It's a mass. Right.
Enough.
Right.
And yes, this puts us in a completely different paradigm of, well, this is all we know. This is all we've ever known. This is all my ancestors have ever known. So what is this mysterious thing in the future that we don't know, that we've never experienced? Well, guess what? Anything has to be better than serfdom.
Right. And not just use our the tools that we are accustomed to, which is sending love and light and positive thoughts and creating our own reality. It's more than that, folks. We have a plethora of tools to use, and we're only using a tiny fraction of what we're really gifted with.
Yeah, but here's another thing, though. So when I touched upon this before, when people are doing these, I see a lot of it, and I never understood it, but I'll just give you my experience. Mass meditations, global meditations, activations of portals.
Oh, God, please.
All of these things, and I never understood what these things are, right?
I mean,
why are they doing this? Who are these people
right.
that want to open up portals? Do they know what these portals are, where they come from? Do they know what's on the other side? Do they know what's coming through? Do
mm-hmm.
they know what can go from here to there? Do they know? How do they really know? I don't trust this. I'm sorry.
A lot of them are getting communication from who knows what, you know?
Right. Well, this is the thing, and I'm at the point where I don't trust anybody. So for years I've been seeing all of these things being done, activations, opening of stargates and portals, and I have never trusted this. Well, this is what I tried to do. Well, I said, you know what? These are beautiful people. They're talking about love and light. They only want goodness, so let me participate. I want to be with them. I want to help them, right? I want to help love and light. So let me put my, my energy into this too. I never saw anything wonderful result out of any of those meditations or stargate openings or portals or anything. What I am seeing is the world is getting worse and is under more and more control of diabolical forces, and there are a lot more psychopathics running around doing all kinds of things to all kinds of people, especially children. And that upsets me, and I don't get me started on that one.
Yeah.
So basically, I stopped doing those meditations.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I noticed when I was working on those meditations is that I would get sick afterwards.
Uh-huh.
After I would do this meditation, I would be there at the time. I would focus on what they focused on, and I would say the words if they had words that they gave out. And I would feel sick for days.
Wow.
And this happened every single time, and I'm like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
If this is love and light, why am I feeling sick like this? I mean, horribly sick. Well, I had to stop doing those. I had to stop doing those, and I'm going to leave it up to the common sense of people
yep.
to figure out why I would feel, or anyone would feel, because I've heard this from other people too, anyone would feel sick for days after doing this
mm-hmm.
and not seeing the planet change for peace or better.
Right.
Not seeing that.
No.
People have to be careful about doing those things, because people don't know really what they're doing or what they're letting in at all.
No. The other side, though, the dark forces are very clever in giving us this directive, right? We think if we're not really discerning that the information we're getting is benign and it's coming from a higher source, when in reality it's not. Therefore, we're creating this collective meditation or whatever that is, intention, visualization, whatever it is, without maybe the proper protection, number one, or the true discernment of where the information is coming from. And what it's doing is creating a situation, like, for example, what happened with you, where you were feeling ill for days. So now you're incapacitated to do anything or any work for the light. See? And that's how clever these forces are,
Well, anything that's mm-hmm. going to make me sick is suspect.
Oh, definitely.
Period. If it's going to make if this so-called love and light meditation that I engaged in was about love and light, I shouldn't have gotten sick.
Correct.
I should have had more energy. I should have felt vitality. I should have... any of those wonderful things. That's my opinion.
Exactly.
I don't believe that positive energy makes me feel sick.
Exactly. And at least with you, you maybe didn't know better in getting into it at that time, but now you knew better, and shame on you if you did it again without
yes.
proper protection. And see, but a lot of people still do. Even though, because they're doubting their own gut, they're doubting their own discernment, they're doubting their common sense. And they go into it again. They go, the next one that comes up, that's being advertised in one of these circular, circularized, emails that are being circulated, they'll go into it and they'll invite all their friends and all the community that they're participating in, all the groups they're in, and they're all participating in this thing again. And now you've got another group that is getting sick, disempowered, and then you see the animosity happening because it comes out like little capsules. You know, you take in your little Advils or whatever and the little time-release capsules, and when you least expect it and you want your life to work and you're thinking everything's going to be fine, boom, a little capsule comes out with the negative stuff, and that was already implanted back when you did the whatever you did, you know?
That's really good. Yeah, the time capsule, how they do it because, that's a good way of putting it. They're using time capsules because sometimes they don't want people to know exactly what they're doing, so they won't feel anything for a few days, and then later something will happen, that time capsule has gone off.
Yep.
Or they were implanted, you know,
exactly.
Or tagged. Or and these things, I mean, as horrible as they are, really, my mind, it would fry. I would feel like my brain was frying when I got into this information. But I'm seeing it happening. It happens all the time. And then lo and behold, I find out that I myself have had my entire life manipulated by invisible dark forces without my knowing. And this was despite the fact that I totally believed that no dark forces can touch me, that I was impervious.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this before in the past. But I believed completely I was impervious to that darkness. I wouldn't look at it. I wouldn't read about it. I didn't want to know anything about it because I felt, you know, icky and dirty after I read it or found out about it. And I didn't want to know that those things existed. And I felt horrible. So I'm like, that doesn't touch me. It'll never touch me. I made my exclamation, and that was it. So I lived my life for years like that. However, I was suffering from migraines. Now, migraines are debilitating and nauseating if anyone has had them. They are a headache on steroids, and they are incapacitating. You get nauseous. You can't look at light. You have to have your eyes closed. Every sound is magnified 10 times. Migraines are horrible. And I was having them 3 times a week.
Wow.
In my life. And Ari, when I tell you, I just think about them and I can be sick to my stomach, but I tried everything to figure out what was causing them, and I could never figure out what was causing them until one day in 2009, I was in contact with a man who wrote an amazing book, and he doesn't want me to talk about it right now. He doesn't want to do shows. He wants to remain, you know, incognito, so I have to respect that. And he offered me spiritual protection. And at the time, also, I didn't think I needed that either because I made the command many years ago, I don't need dark forces, can't touch me. No way did I believe that was happening. Just forget it. That happens to other people. Well, he offered me the spiritual protection. And 3 days later, I did not have a single migraine for 3 days. And that never happened. And mind you, I'm already... 50 years old, okay? And I did not have a migraine for 3 days, and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? How come I haven't had a migraine? I've been free of this agonizing pain. So I went through everything because I'm very into my own nutrition. I eat organically and healthy since I'm 21, and I went through everything, what I ate, didn't eat, and I'm like, wow, what's going on? I couldn't figure out anything. Nothing was different. The only thing different that happened was this man had offered me spiritual protection. And I had to think about this because there was an answer.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cause for these headaches not happening.
Right.
What was the cause? Okay, because that's what I do. I need to know why, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is the only thing that happened. This man said he would offer me spiritual protection, and I didn't have migraine. Okay, so 2 weeks went by. 3 weeks went by, no migraine.
Wow.
And I had to sit and think about this. And I'm like, oh my God, this is working.
Yeah.
This man offered me spiritual protection, and it's working. It's working. My migraines, all of my life, debilitating, nauseating migraines were caused by dark psychic attack.
Yeah.
My whole fucking life. I fell on the floor, bawling in tears.
Wow.
Because I had to accept this as a truth, as a reality. This is what happened. And I got in contact with this man, and he says, yes, you know, these things happen. And that was it. And I haven't had one since 2009 because of spiritual protection. Now, why I'm talking about this is because, number one, I totally and completely believed for my entire life of 50 years that dark forces cannot touch me. Okay? Number two, I felt I didn't need spiritual protection. Number three, I didn't even think invisible forces were around me. So all of that was wrong. So when people say, you know, your beliefs happen, right? You believe what you believe happens.
Yeah.
No, completely wrong. I totally believed I was impervious to these things for 50 years. In the meantime, for 50 years, I was being attacked. And they did have access to my life, including all the other things that happened in my life. Mysterious attempts on my life, hitmen, psychopaths trying to come after me and kill me. I can't even tell you how many times I've had a gun pointed to me by absolute crazy people. Okay? So it happens despite our beliefs. I had to learn that there were dark forces, and these are invisible dark forces. And they're still working on me to this day. I have a few tools that work. I do smudging and sea salt showers, and very often, 90% of the time, the pains and the sickness, the feelings of agitation, irritation, suffocation, claustrophobia, all those feelings that I can have all at the same time will disappear with smudging, with sage, and a sea salt shower. Okay? Body pains will disappear from doing this. So, yes, we are under psychic attack. A lot of people are. There are these forces invisible on top of the physical cabal that are doing things in our physical realm with their terrorists, their wars, their rapists, and their psychopaths, their mind control freaks that they release into the social world every once in a while just to keep everybody traumatized. We're also dealing with dark psychic forces and entities, and who knows how many entities there are. And we have to deal with this. We have to understand that this is what we're under. If we want to get out of it, we have to face all of these things. There's a lot. There's a lot to face.
Yeah, there is.
There is a lot to face.
There is, and it takes a lot of courage, you know, a lot of courage. But that's the point that, you know, that I'm constantly making, that we need to be united. We need to be on the same page about this, and it's the point that you've been making, is that we together can do this. We can face this together, but if we're divided and we're not seeing how these dark forces operate into our lives and how they do divide and conquer, allowing us to stand by ourselves so that we're easily picked out or easily targeted, then it becomes a massive problem. I wanted to talk for the last maybe a couple of minutes that are left on the show. I did want to make it a small show so that, you know, it's not overpowering or overwhelming for some people who don't have a lot of time, that maybe we can give them snippets, maybe things like that, you know, like 1 hour every time we have a show, and that so that they can digest the information. But I wanted to talk to the audience about what we're doing with the new site called ShatteringTheMatrix.com. It used to be OneVibration.com, and now it's ShatteringTheMatrix.com. Can you address, and I could address it, but I, you know, since nobody has heard you in a long time, and you're making a lot of sense today, I definitely don't want to stop you. You're on a roll, and so why have we created the site called ShatteringTheMatrix.com? If you can address that with the audience, and what is the goal that we've discussed for the site?
Well, I think, first of all, we decided that we want to reach as many people as possible with this information. As painful as it is, we want to wake up as many people to the reality that humanity is living in, the paradigm that people are living in. And while there are a lot of, when people live their lives, they need an escape, and you know, something that makes them feel good. And a lot of times, getting online and going to a pretty site, I do this too, you know, going to a site where everything is pretty and, you know, beautiful words, and you know, it makes you feel good, and then you're okay, and you can handle your life, mm-hmm. right? But this is like, it's like taking an aspirin for a headache.
Yeah.
What you could get rid of the headache, but it's going to come back. But what is the cause of the headache? You know, you need to get to the root.
Correct.
And we feel that too many people are using pretty comments and nice things and nice words as an aspirin, as a feel good moment to make them feel better from their troubles and their traumas of their life and their anguish that they're feeling in their daily lives, and it makes them feel good, and then that's it, and then they can handle their life and spend another day or another night or another week feeling okay. But these feel good things are not only not serving them, but it's not serving the collective. And again, once again, you know, we appear as demons because we want to serve the collective. We want the collective to wake up. It's not enough to feel good. I spent years doing this too, looking at only beautiful things, my whole life, my house, the property, everything is beautiful and it looks beautiful, but is it changing anything in humanity? No, it's just changing my world. It's not changing the greater world. And I want to help people. I want to help people so much that I have to look into these ugly things, and I have to appear as the demon who's exposing these ugly things to get them to realize that this is what's working, and we need to act and behave differently. We can't just sit around and look at feel good things and then go back into our cave. And it makes us sick and totally ruins our psychology and our emotions, but we need to be stronger. This is again what the spiritual warrior does. It gets past the emotional traumatized effects of all of these things, and it puts us in a position. Look, we're either going to do something about this, or we're just going to live our lives feeling peaceful. We're either going to help the collective and help shatter this matrix, or we're just going to live our lives and feel good and do what we can in our own little world. Well, you and I and some other people are about doing something for the whole world. And this makes us appear demonic because we're exposing what we need to look at so that we can address it collectively. We have to see it all in the same way.
Right.
And this little, you know, these feel-good messages, they're so temporary. They're like little, you know, sugar pills, and you take them and you feel good, but it's not enough anymore. It's not enough for me.
Right.
It's not enough for me. It breaks my heart to see other people suffering and in pain, and I want to help that, but we all have to do this together, and we can do this together. The 99% have to be united.
Yeah, and in my opinion, it's the 100% spiritual warriors and spiritual community and spiritual light workers and whatever you want to call yourself. And just to clarify,
to be the spiritual warrior despite the pain,
yeah,
despite the cognitive dissonance, despite the traumatizing information, despite the messing with the psychology, you face it, you stand up, and you say, I'm going to be strong, and I'm going to help my brothers and my sisters as well.
Yeah. And you don't have to consider yourself a spiritual warrior. You know, if you want to call yourself a light worker or a whatever, a seer, whatever you deem yourself to be, it doesn't exclude you from participating in this manner, because it's really the spiritually responsible thing to do. If you have come into this realm with certain knowledge and certain gifts that you've already carried from other, you know, from eons and other experiences, then it is your responsibility to help in that manner. It is not just about your edification, otherwise you wouldn't have just come to this embodiment in this particular realm. And so therefore, we will leave you with this. Again, the new site is Spirit. Well, it's not really a new site or a new name, but we basically revamped the site to be more empowering so that we can all be on the same page and get the information that will help us, you know, be able to create this world that, you know, that we originally wanted and that we want to begin with. And that is part of the original blueprint that got kind of messed up. So we need to be a little bit more empowered, get the right information. A lot of the posts hopefully will be original writings, original posts from the people, the members that are there.
Yeah.
So that you don't get so that we don't get the same canned, repackaged information that is circulating everywhere, that a lot of it is just pure disinformation that is disempowering us in many ways.
Yeah, and a lot of the words start to become hypnotic because they're so used and people are starting to use the same ones. I personally would like to see original writings from people talking about their own personal experiences.
Correct.
And by this way, you know, things start to come to life, to light, excuse me, as far as what's happening in their own lives, and then the light bulbs go on and they say, oh my God, yes, this is what has been happening actually. So personal writings, original writings from people and their own personal experiences would be best.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're all invited to shatteringthematrix.com. It is free for everyone to join. Just please make sure that you're joining for the right reason. We don't want to see animosity or any kind of bickering or anything like that happens. We need to leave that aside. You know, this is not the place for that. This is the place to come in with complete unity for the same purpose and to collectively come together and make a difference so that we can start seeing a better world. And then don't forget to 2012emergence.com, and that one's been around forever as well. And it's a place that is just growing, and it's happening. I mean, people are there all the time posting fantastic blogs, a lot of them personal experiences as well, and just great comments, great camaraderie. I mean, it's just a wonderful place to be. And also I wanted to plug in, of course, my book, which is coming out April 18th, God willing. And it pretty much covers everything that Serena and I have covered today, mostly Serena. It's all in that book. So if you need something to actually read it and underline it, it is there. It will give you the tools that you need to be able to see through the deception, to see how we're deceived, to see how we are, separated and conquered and all those things, and to connect the dots. So definitely pick that up. It's called Spiritual Warfare and the Art of Deception, the Hijacking of Spirituality, and that will be out. I believe it's on Amazon right now for pre-order as well. So, but just please, you know, if you want, just get it on April 18th, and that way everybody makes a big bang and big noise, because that means that you are all aware and that you're all willing to take this planet back. Any last words, Serena?
Yeah, I just want to say to people that if they see or sense or feel that there is negative information or negative vibes coming from the information that is being posted, please try and understand that if I'm posting something or you're posting something, there's not a negative vibe coming from us. It's the information itself that is painful. Our intentions are to tell you, look, this is what is happening. This is something else. We completely need to wake up to the paradigm that controls us. We have no intentions of being dark forces. I am a very loving being, and that's all I ever want to be. And I want to see other people free of pain and being happy. And that's why I do what I do.
Amen. And so do I. So with that said, thank you all for joining us tonight. You've all been listening to Shattering the Matrix. You've listened to Serena and myself, Ari Koppel. And hopefully we'll get to have more of these chats. We would like to do this, if we can, every once a week. If not, then it's whenever it is. Whenever we feel inspired and whenever we, I guess, feel that there is a need to address something. But these are the times that are very critical in the history of humanity and the history of this planet. And so we're here as light warriors, spiritual warriors, as true light workers, getting in the trenches, trying to bring this information to all of you so that we can be on the same page and make a difference. All right? So thank you very much. And Serena, thank you very much for joining us today again.
Yeah, thank you.
Good night.